Let's go to Canterbury University professor now, who managed to get his paper accepted to present findings for a nuclear physics conference. And the only catch was he wrote the paper using Apple's autocomplete function. Dr. Christoph Bartnick came up with the idea after being invited to the conference, and the conference wasn't in his area of expertise, so he gave a joking reply. He typed in the words atomic or nuclear and then just clicked on whatever the Apple autocomplete function suggested with next. And so, of course, it was mostly gobbledygook, but he sent it in, and apparently it was good enough for the conference organisers because they invited him to speak to the paper. Dr. Bartnick is with us now. Hello there. Speaking of the autocomplete function, are you there now, Christoph?
Yes, now I can hear you wonderfully. Thank you.
How's things? Nice to have you on. Let's start with the invitation to the conference.
Yes.
It was a serious email sent to you, was it?
Well, I receive a lot of emails every day that invites me to submit my paper to all sorts of conferences and journals, so that is not, you know, unusual. I guess what was unusual is that this was in a field that I have no direct relation to. So nuclear physics is something that I don't really do. So that caught my attention as being particularly nasty, I suppose. And so I figured, okay, that's a topic I have known nothing about. Let's try to submit a paper and see how it goes.
Are you generally a bit of a practical joker?
It's not much of a practical joke. It is really, see, one of the strong points about science is to be critical about itself and how we do things. And the real danger that we're facing is that, you know, a paper that might be published in such a conference might be perceived by others as, you know, I've gone through a quite serious and rigorous scientific review process, and that's not the case. And hence, it's actually almost dangerous, these kind of conference, because they give the appearance of scientific knowledge, but that's hardly the case. So I think it's our duty as a scientist to, you know, do a bit of housekeeping every once in a while and expose, you know, when things go terribly wrong. And I think this is fair to say that this is a case where this conference has gone off the track quite considerably.
I'll say so. Would you mind reading us out a bit of your paper that you submitted?
I can give it a try. It doesn't make much sense, but here I go. Atomic physics and I shall not have the same problem with a separate section for a very long, long way. Nuclear weapons will not have to come out the same day after a long time of the year. He added the two sides will have the two leaders to take the same way to bring up their long ways of the same as they will have been a good place for a good time at home, the United Front, and she is a great place for a good time.
Sounds like one of the text messages I sent to my wife late on a Friday night when I'm going to be home late from the pub.
Well, I guess the autocomplete, you know, does, you know, adjust to its writer. So maybe it says more about myself than about physics.
Yeah.
So that could be the case indeed.
You put your name to it?
Not exactly. So when you do this kind of research, you know, you have to be a little bit careful because you don't necessarily want to upset anybody too much. So I used an alias, which I just created, which was a bit of a pun in terms of Apple. So I created a person called Iris Pear, which, of course, is a little word game on Siri and Apple. And I put in the address of the Apple headquarters, and I put in the a nice photograph of the voice of Siri, of the voice actor of Siri. So, you know, anybody who knows just a little bit, I mean, anybody who would have looked at this paper at all, you know, would have immediately figured out that this is nonsense. And this just shows that the conference does not do any kind of critical review of the papers that are being submitted. They just accept everything, which means it's just a money-making exercise for them. And after doing a bit of more deeper research, which I wasn't even aware of, is that the company apparently who operates this conference is currently under federal investigation in the U.S. So hopefully that particular company will be gone soon.
Okay, because what were you expecting to happen?
Well, typically what happens is that if you write an article and you send it to a proper conference, what would happen is that experts would look at your submission and read it and, you know, try to spot any kind of mistakes or errors. And sometimes they also disagree. And therefore, your paper may or may not get accepted. And then you get a chance for a rebuttal. And then you make your revisions, and it's a whole elaborate process that you have to go through before then eventually a paper gets accepted and published, or you've been invited to a conference to present a paper. In this particular instance, it took them 3 hours to go through this process. Mm. So obviously, they don't do anything. And we need to be aware of this. I mean, we as researchers, we of course, you know, we roughly know what conferences, what journals are good and which ones are not. But the general public might be less knowledgeable about this. And when they read a paper and it claims to have been published at this very, very good conference, but this conference is just nothing really, then, you know, they might have more trust into the paper than it is allowed for.
Yeah. So do you think the fact that you, because they wanted to charge you $1,000 to register for the conference, which is, I guess, how they make their money, do you think the fact that you did this may have helped highlight that it was a shonky operation?
Yes, of course. I mean, it clearly debunks the whole conference, and it clearly shows us that this has nothing to do with science, absolutely nothing. And
so what I mean is, though, is are they under investigation now? Did that come as a result of your...
No. Apparently, it's been a bit older. The Federal Trade Commission apparently received a complaint in August 26th. Already. So I wouldn't be surprised maybe if they call on me as being a witness.
Okay. And tell us, what is your usual area of expertise? We've had you on the show before talking about your study of Lego and how it had become more violent over the years.
Yeah, that's just a sidetrack, really. My normal field of study is human-robot interaction. And when I was actually spent this half hour on doing this little paper, I was actually at a conference in Denmark that was dealing with robot ethics. So how can we make machines make ethical decisions, which of course becomes increasingly important when you talk about autonomous vehicles that are driving around on our street. So that was the topic of the conference. And when I received the confirmation email that my paper got accepted, I was actually just listening to a very interesting talk. It was very hard for me to suppress just laughter and giggling because it was just so incredible.
Yeah. And, you know, if Siri did have ethical training, she would have refused to send in your paper that you hadn't really written, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. She would have stopped me. No, it would have encouraged me because, you know, that's the right thing to do. If something goes wrong, you know, you have to do something about it.
I suppose so. Hey, nice to chat to you. Good work. Nice little experiment, and I'm glad it worked out well for you.
Okay, take care.
Dr. Christoph Bartnick, who used autocomplete to get accepted at a conference, a shonky conference that will probably not go ahead given they are now under investigation.